Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is For the Record, the Radio Entrepreneurs show with the leading attorneys of Massachusetts and New England. And that means we are at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers, and my co-host is the one and the only Mark Furman. Hi, Mark.
Hey there, Jeffrey. Great to be with you. Looking forward to hearing from our next guest.
Yes, and one of our other sponsors, Hanging in the Wings, Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Our next guest, David Raymond, partner at Burns & Levinson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're a first-time guest, so tell us about your practice.
Well, I'm a trust and estates attorney and CPA, and I advise families on all aspects of their personal planning, including reducing taxes, asset protection, planning for closely held and family companies, estate settlement, and disputes, counseling on disputes between family members and business partners.
David, what are some of the mistakes that people make that you can help them, you know, solve or prevent?
Yeah, I mean, I think that possibly the biggest mistake people make is simply not doing the proper planning. You have so many areas where an ounce of planning is worth a pound of cure, so to speak. And, you know, this is a highly sophisticated and technical area. Typically, I'm working with families with, you know, moderate to high net worths, and you've got issues such as protecting assets from creditors of their own, children's creditors, which can include a divorcing spouse. You've got the succession of a closely held company, and you know, so many problems can be avoided by very simple planning. And then, of course, to build on the basic simple plan that you put in place, you can then go and add sophistication and bells and whistles to then further, you know, minimize taxes or add that extra layer of protection. But I think that I would say probably the number one mistake is just not doing the plan and not getting the ball rolling.
And I would also think that, once you have your plan, you don't just put it away and forget about it for the next 30 years because laws change, right?
Absolutely.
Life changes.
I was just going to say, law changes and, you know, but more importantly, usually life changes. And, you know, when you do an estate plan and you've got, you know, maybe $2 million in net worth and a company that you're just starting and, you know, children who are 2, 5, and 10 years old, fast forward even just 5 or 10 years when you've got children who are in high school or even 20 years when children are married or thinking about getting married, your wealth has grown substantially. Maybe the business is worth a lot more. Maybe you yourself have gone through a divorce. I mean, the array of circumstances that can change, can put your estate plan out of date. And sometimes it can be worse than not doing the plan in the first place. So it's absolutely a living, breathing process, estate planning.
How often do you recommend that people review their estate plan?
It's a good question.
It's a great question. And what I tend to say to clients is, anytime there's a life change, a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, a substantial change in assets, take a look at your plan. In addition, every at least 3 years, you should at least be taking a look, refreshing your memory. What are we doing here? Who are we naming in the various roles as fiduciary?
What's their responsibility over you?
What are their responsibilities and who are you naming? You know, sometimes a sibling. I often see that a sibling is an appropriate person to name as fiduciary, whether it be a guardian or a trustee or an executor, now called personal representative in Massachusetts. And as the kids grow older, the client's sibling is no longer the appropriate choice. You know, the kids can start to take on that role maybe, or your views have changed over who's going to interact with the now adult children in those various capacities. So, Yeah, it's absolutely a living, breathing process. And at least every 3 years, you should be looking at the estate plan. And on the business planning side, it's really even more frequent that you should at least be, you know, kind of looking at what the plan is. And is this still working? What changes have we seen in our business? How has our future business plan changed? And is our succession plan still in line with that?
So we recently had a change in the tax laws, and how do they impact estate planning?
Yeah, significant change affecting retirement plans and the taxation of retirement accounts, and that includes 401k accounts, IRAs, and other kind of tax qualified plans, and this These days, these plans represent significant portions of wealth for many people. And so the changes in the tax law will affect everyone who has these accounts. And essentially, one of the primary things they have done that is relevant from an estate planning standpoint is that it is drastically, in most cases, reduced the amount of time that a beneficiary of a plan has to withdraw the assets from that plan. And essentially what that does is reduce the amount of time those assets can grow on a tax-deferred or tax-free basis. And so it's going to trigger a tax sooner than it otherwise would have in most cases. There are exceptions. And it's a technical law. It's a technical area of the tax code. So it's important to understand how the law applies to retirement accounts before and now, since the change has occurred. And if it's going to meet, maybe restructuring to save taxes, restructuring your estate plan makes sense. Or maybe there's, you're going to be faced with a larger tax, and it's important to understand what that tax is going to be and whether your estate plan needs to be updated to account for it or to plan for that tax.
So I'll take it down a different road, David, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I'm not an attorney.
Of course.
But did you always want to be in this area of the law? And if yes, I'd like to know about it. And if no, what were the things that happened that sort of led you down this road?
Sure. Well, my initial plan was actually to be a professional baseball player. But that at about 10 or 11 years old became a clear impossibility. So I did always want to be a trust and estates attorney once I went to law school. I was a CPA prior to going to law school. It was my first career.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, it was my first career out of college. And as invigorating and thrilling as the accounting field was, I decided it wasn't for me long term. I loved the personal connections to people. I loved the tax area. So I knew I wanted that. And when I went to law school, I knew that I wanted to be in the trust and estates field.
So better than accounting?
I like it a lot better than accounting. I mean, the accounting background is invaluable. Having that broad scope of understanding of the tax law to be able to apply to the estate planning context and to be able to apply in the context of disputes between family members or between business partners, it really sets me apart, I think, from many other attorneys. And so it was an invaluable start, but I find the law to be much more dynamic. You know, the accounting field as a CPA, you're really focused on taxes exclusively, pretty much.
Right.
Whereas estate planning, tax is a major aspect of estate planning, but by far not the only one. And there's a lot of personal issues and other legal issues that have to be factored in.
We've been speaking with David Raymond, a partner at Burns & Levinson, with Mark Furman from Tarlow, Breedhart & Rogers. And my name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage LLC. David, if someone were looking for you at Burns & Levinson, how would they find you?
Yeah, shoot me an email, draymond, D-R-A-Y-M-O-N, there's no D at the end of my last name, at burnslev.com, burnslev.com, or give me a call, 617-345-3341.
Great. You still play baseball?
I play baseball when I can, love it, but you know, the size and ability, if it weren't for size and ability, I'd be a professional baseball player.
Pedroia wasn't listening to that.
That's true.
Speed, but
at least he had
power.
The ability. Yeah, if not for that, I
could. Agility.
Exactly. If not for all those things, I could have played. Yeah.
He did a lot per pound, but the durability finally wore him out.
That's right.
Of the size,
so. That's right.
Well, again, I want to thank our friends over at Tarlo, Breedhart, and Rogers for sponsoring this segment. And we are going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent.